President Trump made affordability concerns a key part of his 2024 campaign. Here's how he put it on the day before Election Day.
We're going to make America wealthy again. And we will make America, very importantly, affordable again, because people cannot afford the prices.
Well, now, more than a year later, a majority of voters are unhappy with the president's handling of the economy. That is all spelled out in a new NPR PBS News Marist poll out today. And NPR political reporter Elena Moore is here to break down the findings. Hi, Elena.
Hey, Elsa.
Okay, so as we said, the economy was a big focus for Trump during the campaign. So how do voters think he's doing on that?
Yeah, this was an issue that was long seen as a strength for Trump and one that helped him reclaim the White House. But lately, he's really struggled on this. I mean, 57% disapprove of his handling of the economy and just 36% approve, which is the lowest score yet of his first and second term so far. Hmm. Plus, you know, his overall approval rating is now 38%, and that's the lowest approval, Elsa, in a Marist survey since 2018. And more broadly, I really think this poll highlights that a lot of people are just really worried about their economic prospects, and that's shaping their politics.
Definitely. Okay, so I know that you got a chance to talk to voters who took part in this poll. What's driving their concerns here?
More than 6 in 10 say the economy isn't working for them personally. And no surprise, that's led by a majority of Democrats and independents. But 37% of Republicans also feel that way. And when people were asked, you know, what their top economic concern was, nearly half said prices. And that's the category that had the most support of any. And that was followed by things like housing, tariffs, and job security. But the cost of living is something affecting folks across the aisle. Brian Jacobson lives in Boise, Idaho. He's a Trump supporter and told me he's willing to give the president more time on the economy, but he and his family, he says, haven't felt the impact yet.
What we're seeing are, at least in my opinion, are some good policies that are being put in place, but the impact of that still hasn't trickled down to us yet.
And we should say the White House has tried to do more to highlight Trump's record on the economy, but he's also downplayed affordability concerns. I mean, he's even called the term affordability a Democratic hoax.
He has, which the poll suggests doesn't seem to square with what voters are feeling, right?
Right. 70% of Americans say, you know, where they live just isn't affordable. Teresa McClellan is an independent living in Houston. She says she leans more progressive. She told me she's seen firsthand how financial uncertainty is affecting her community. And, you know, she does work supporting people who are homeless.
I'm seeing folks, you know, who are getting kicked out of their homes. They can't afford their rent. I'm working two jobs, and it still is a struggle to make ends meet. And it's just the reality that there is just not enough.
Just not enough. Okay, so, Elena, Republicans have the narrowest of majorities in the House. What might all of this mean, you think, for next year's midterm elections?
Well, this is an area where we're seeing Republicans lose ground. When respondents were asked which party would do a better job handling the economy, 37% said Democrats and 33% said Republicans. And that might not seem like a big difference, but when we asked this question in 2022, the GOP had a 16-point advantage, and in the midterms that year, they ended up taking back the House of Representatives.
Meanwhile, I want to ask you, Congress has been spending a lot of time lately fighting about health care. How are voters feeling on that issue in particular?
Yeah, we know Congress is about to go on recess, and it seems like it's all but certain that these enhanced Affordable Care Act tax credits are going to expire at the end of the year, mm-hmm. and that could have some really serious consequences. Millions could see their premiums go up, and our poll found that 54% of Americans are concerned that their household won't be able to pay for health care services next year.
That is NPR's Elena Moore. Thank you, Elena.
Thanks.